The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Real talk. Right. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Well, welcome to you. Can sip with us. I'm Colleen.
I am Ashley. Me too.
What are you opening?
One of the Holiday Lee IPAs.
Oh, this is
brought that, and then I also brought a High Noon Guava.
Nice.
Because I don't know which one I feel like having. I was overserved yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
At our we did like a wine tasting, and then. I don't drink red wine that often. Like I might, in red wine, I'll have like a glass or two,
yeah.
But I don't like get drunk on red wine.
Right.
That's more like a relaxing thing, right? But yesterday we did a wine tasting and there was only one bottle of white. There was a bottle of champagne and a bottle of rosé. The rest were red. And then we just kept drinking. Then they just kept bringing more and more red out. And I'm in San Diego right now. So it was like an at-home wine tasting. But then I went to bed at 12:30. It was the latest I've stayed up here. Just, I didn't brush my teeth.
Wow.
And I woke up and I still had like red wine on my lips and my tongue. I was like, I am a disgusting human. So I wasn't, you know, I wasn't sure how I was going to feel today. I was a little tired.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah.
I thought with that much red wine, I would be
not in good shape.
Like my head would be pounding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't taken medicine. I'm great.
You're fine.
But this is, you know, it's our final day of vacation here. Afternoon. It's 2:00. AKA 5:00 anywhere. It doesn't even matter on vacation.
No, it's 5:00
like it's
all
fine.
The time.
You can drink
on
it anytime. Yeah, all the time. But this is my first crack and open this. But anyway, all that to say, I didn't know what was going to sound good, sweet or more savory.
Yeah.
So I'm starting with the savory.
Nice.
What'd you bust?
Well, this
open?
Is like Groundhog's Day because you had that last week, and I still have my sour beers this week.
You love
but
them.
I need to switch it.
Them.
I need to get some other things in the mix because at this point,
why?
It's an embarrassment coming here every single week with the same. With the same.
I mean, if you love it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I have these. Okay. So I have funny things to share.
Okay.
When I said, and then I have all, my brain is like, because I feel like I have a lot of updates, even though we just did a podcast yesterday.
Yesterday. Yeah.
Maybe they're not a lot of updates, but they're just little things that are popping into my brain. But
First
of all, over on Patreon Friday, which was actually yesterday for us, real time. You had come in hot to the podcast because you were out with your cousin.
Oh, yeah.
And you had not yet wine tasted.
No. Yes.
So
correct.
That was a full situation yesterday.
Yeah. So I started, I think about 12:30. 12:30, I think, is when we went to the bars. I had four drinks there, came back, I was a little nervous that I was hitting it a little too hard, too fast, and I wanted to save myself for the wine tasting. So I only had half of a drink on the podcast yesterday.
Oh.
I didn't finish it, turns out.
Yeah.
And then So I stopped drinking there about 2. And from 2 to 4:15, I had the half a drink. But then I went over the wine tasting and good night, see you later.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I showed up on stories like a drunk fool. And I thought,
let it ride.
Here I am.
Yeah, here I am.
You know, I was thinking about it. I was like, should I delete these stories? And I thought, no, I don't care. Go ahead and judge me. I was a sloppy mess. I agree with you. I was also hysterical. You could tell I was just schmackered. And after I did those stories, because John was on dad duty last night, so I was kind of like free passing it. After I did those stories, I was making the kids dinner, so I was like, that was at, you know, 7 o'clock or something. And then I went and drank 14 more bottles.
Oh my God.
And we played You Laugh, You Drink.
Yeah.
We went through the entire deck and laughed our
asses off. I cannot wait to play that. Will you bring that to the cabin when we go?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh my God. Yes. I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's freaking good.
Mm-hmm. Dude.
I need a second pack. You know how like Cards Against Humanity comes with packs and then you can like add it. I need to see if there's more.
You're in like expert mode, but it's probably a riot to play with people who've never played, even though you're seeing the same cards again, because I've never played, but it seems like something people could, there's going to be different roads people go down.
Yes.
So it's still 100% for you. I'm sure. So,
okay. What do you have to update me
First
on?
Of all, what a difference a day can make, because, on Patreon yesterday, I was like really tired. I had woken up at 3 a.m. and then 6 a.m. And long story short, like my boobs physically, I can go from like 10 o'clock at night, like an evening pump, to like 3 a.m., 4 a.m. That's about when I burst.
Okay, and then they're too full.
So the situation that we have right now is if Ellie wakes up before 3 a.m., he's on duty. Because he can just, because I can keep sleeping, right? So, but if she wakes up after 3, it's like, I need to do it anyway, kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. I'll get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yesterday or last night, Ellie woke up at like 1 a.m. So, and I didn't even hear. So, Chris took care of that. And then she didn't wake up again until 6 a.m. And my boobs didn't wake me up either. So, I am on a 7-hour sleep.
Whoa. That's almost like you didn't have a baby.
That's a fully functioning night of sleep.
When was the last time you did that? Like, was it second trimester? Because third trimester is like pee all the time, you know?
And I still got, so I did get like, up last night to use the restroom and I heard her once and I kind of soothed her back to sleep. You know, she wasn't like up. It was one of those like, you're okay. And then she like went back down.
Yeah.
But I'm counting it. I'm counting it as a full, because there was a lot of uninterrupted situation.
Yeah. And even when you go potty, your brain probably didn't have to like fully wake up.
Yeah. I went right back to bed. And so, and then I woke up at 6 to feed her and I stayed up. She went back down for like, because she's not used to starting her day until like 9. Mm-hmm. So, but I was up. Mm-hmm. So I woke up with Ben and he was up at like 6:30. And we had the best morning. We sat outside on the patio and I was trying to make a big deal out of just, you know, I'm really silly with, you know, you're just silly. You have to be silly with toddlers, whatever. And like, that's how their love language is. So that's our love language is silly. And I like took a deep breath in. I was like, it's going to be a great day. And I made a really exaggerated thing. And then he copied me like, it's going to be a great day, you know? And we just had, we just had a killer morning. And
Chris was still sleeping?
No, Chris was up too, but I just was like really embracing, because it's been 10 weeks that I haven't, there's been a couple mornings, but for the most part, by and large, you know, that's a core sleep window when you're up throughout the night. So anyway, I was really savoring it. And then took Ben to school and then was able to get a run in. First thing, right out of the gates.
Whoa.
Can you believe me right now?
I can't believe you right now.
Can you believe me?
Did you go run outside?
No, I ran in.
Or did you run on the treadmill?
I ran inside in case she woke up. Because I was like,
Okay.
I was right there. I was like, I'm going to pause this feed and go back. But I didn't have to pause it. I was able to adjust. And it was like a walk run situation. Peloton walk runs, my freaking, I love them so much.
Yeah, those are the best. And it was, they are the best.
It was like during the walks, it was like a grass, it was like incline. Like the first walk was at a 4, and then the second walk was at a 5, and the third walk was at a 6, mm-hmm. and then we got up to 7, and then you went down to flat for the run, so you felt like you were just running down hills.
Zooming.
Oh, it was cool. The funny things. Just two little quick things.
Good
work. Can you believe me? I know. So I'm very happy. Proud. I'm very happy today.
You should be. I'm very happy.
So, Ben, whenever we have, like you said, we have the same or same things, or I said that. Whenever he has anything that matches someone, like a tortilla chip, he'll say, we have the same.
Oh.
Cheers. And so we cheers tortilla chips.
Okay.
Or like whatever it is that we have the same. Right?
Yeah.
So that's cute. Yeah. And then lately, what is making me laugh on demand are things that aren't quite right, like with words with him. So like a perfect example is the doula that we've been working with. She said randomly a couple weeks ago to me, I can't remember what we were talking about, but then she said, let a rip potato chip. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to remember that. So I've been using that a lot with Ben, but I also use the phrase, let's scoot. And so I have always used like, hey, let's scoot. That's what I tell him. Like, how fast can we scoot out the door? Let's scoot, you know? And so his new favorite phrase is let's scoot potato chip.
Oh,
it's just perfect.
It's so stinking cute.
That's just perfect. And
that's the Ben. Yeah, it's a Benism.
And then just right before we hopped on, I was giggling because Chris is the sleep deprived one in the house today, and I'm firing on
your champion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so Ellie was coming in hot, and I gave her a feed right before the podcast, and I said, "Are you good? You know, putting her in the snoo. You got everything you need." And he said, yeah, I'm good. And I said, okay, I love you. And he said, thank you.
I feel I can see that. Like if your brain's just not really working.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, honey.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Just
that
perfect.
Yeah.
Just perfect.
Oh, all right. So that's what you're giggling at when you came in to the stage?
Just giggling.
Did you laugh at him and then did he get it and laugh back?
Yeah, he actually is the one that discovered it. We let it kind of sit for, I just was quiet for a minute and he said, oh, right. Yeah. Thank you. He doubled down on it.
Thank you. Oh, right. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh.
Yeah.
The sleep deprived things, you know?
Yeah. And I told him, I was like, it's cute, you're sleep deprived, you know? And he's like, well, you put in your time more than, so he can be the sleep deprived one a little. And he's on board.
He can be zombie mode today.
Yep.
Yeah. 100%.
So it's your last full day in San Diego and then everyone goes home tomorrow?
Correct.
Yep.
Everyone leaves tomorrow. I think checkout's probably like 10.
Yeah.
So we'll get on the road. We're having an open house at our place, like, you know, the one that we're trying to sell back in Phoenix.
Yeah.
That is tomorrow from 1 to 3. So I think we'll probably get there right around after that.
Nice.
And just hoping for some good stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that's the plan. Can't wait to get back home. Can't wait to get back into the routine. And then I'm only here for a week.
And
that's
then right.
Next Friday,
oh my God,
we leave. But I think we leave. I think we have I probably won't see you the day I get there because we don't land until 8:30 p.m.
Yep.
Anyway, you guys don't care about this.
Yeah, whatever. We can cut this out.
What you should care about is there will be like Instagram stories. There will be, we're going to be recording together.
God, I can't wait.
Yeah, we can record together up there.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
That'll be so fun.
I can't wait.
And I get to meet Ellie.
Yes.
I can't believe I haven't met Ellie. It feels crazy when like such a big thing in your, well, you didn't meet Mac until he was like, wasn't it last San Diego?
Yeah.
It feels so weird.
It was Arizona before, I think. Was it?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The girls came down for.
We all met Mac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In 2021.
Yeah.
So yeah, he was one. But
COVID.
Yeah, it feels very
that was
bizarre.
Really crazy.
Yeah. COVID. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought about
and
that.
And as at least, what?
Because there was a trip that I was going to go on, but Revy was really ill. And it was like, I was going to come to Arizona, but Revy was
she had
really,
RSV,
really
right?
sick. Yeah.
Yes.
And then it was, okay, let's wait till after Mac is here. And then Mac was here and it was COVID.
And then it was too late. Yeah.
And it just was wild.
We couldn't risk it.
It was wild. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it just feels bizarre to have like this extension of you, aka you are an extension of me, have another, like you now have another extension that I haven't met.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like crazy.
Crazy.
So yeah, that'll be the best.
Crazy.
So stay tuned, guys, for the best content.
If Ashley's wine tasting sounded like fun to you, create an experience of your own.
Yep.
With First Leaf. First Leaf does the hard work for you. They make it simple to discover new wines that you'll love without the hit or miss. They sample over 10,000 wines a year from around the world and select only the finest bottles. You can hop online, take a quiz, answer some questions. When I did it, it was so easy to take the quiz, like find out what kinds of things do I like, you know, on a scale of super adventurous to not, where do I land, right? And then they're going to curate a pack for you so that you can try and discover wines from your doorstep. Well, not like on your doorstep tasting it, but they'll be sent it to your doorstep that you can enjoy at your home. We should totally do this for the cabin with it, because I got a First Leaf sent to me. We should totally take this up to the cabin with the girls. But it is so much freaking fun. They take the time to learn what you like and what you don't, then send you world-class wines tailored to your taste. If you're not happy with the wine you receive, First Leaf will credit you for another. It does not get simpler than that.
Plus the freaking deal on this, guys. If you sign up today and you'll get your first six bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/sip. That's tryfirstleaf.com/sip to get your first six bottles for $39.95 plus free shipping. That's tryfirstleaf.com/sip. That actually is insane.
Yeah.
I feel like the deal on that, you know, because they're high quality bottles and I like, you know, they are curated to you and you can even review after you get them to get even, anyway, whatever.
So
the ad's over, but it is a pretty legit thing. I'm going to now share with you guys some of my faves from the week. So, the best thing that I ate this week, I don't know. One of the best things that I ate, this family made some enchiladas. They were bomb. Then Ken, my uncle, made this meat that I've never tasted anything like it.
What?
It's from Carlsbad. It was so freaking good. So I've had some good things this week. But the one that I want to share is this woman. She follows me on social media and she saw that we were having wine and cheese, just like from Costco platters of just like, you know, loads of cheese and loads of crackers. And she said, hey, let me make you a proper charcuterie board. And I was like, oh. And she goes, I'll deliver it to you tomorrow. I said, are you in San Diego? And she said, yes. She sends me the link. Her link, her business is called Oh My Period on Instagram. You can look it up. Oh My Board, Period Board. And she made me this stunning. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then she came. She dropped it off. She met me. Well, we met each other. And like she brought me a gluten-free bag, the cutest little bag of like crackers and honey, and the cheese is on that thing. And then she put edible flowers on there. It was such an experience. And it made me, so I told her every year that we come here, because we're coming to San Diego every year, I'm going to do that. I'm going to order from her. So if you're in San Diego, she said when COVID started, she was in real estate. And, you know, things got a little crazy there. So then she was doing this on the side and her friends encouraged her to make it like a more full.
Business,
so now she's like, oh, yeah, it's my full time thing. And I'm super busy. But good, check her out. Her. She also does courses or classes. And I was like, oh, is it virtual or in person? She said in person. But I told the girls, I'm like, next year, I feel like that would be a fun little excursion. Or maybe she could come to our place.
Yeah.
And we do like a charcuterie board class, because there is just something. It just feels elevated.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
like a prop, which all this beautiful sausage and the flowers and the unique fruits she throws. It was just it was amazing. And then she sent me a couple contacts in Phoenix for board. And I'm going to start ordering them for parties when people are like, oh, can you bring an appetizer? I'm going to start ordering charcuterie boards because they just it's got a wow factor.
It has a wow factor. I was just going to say it's more than just food. It's an experience. It's
right.
fun.
It's an experience.
People like to look and pick and explore, and it brings people together. Like,
Yeah.
And it also is a lot of work. So if you can go just buy something special, that's also pretty dialed and you feel like proud of what you're bringing.
Right. Someone yesterday also made a charcuterie board and then they were kind of joking, but she was like, oh, Ashley cheated. And I was like, immediately turned around. I'm like, I didn't cheat.
Yeah.
First of all, she reached out to me, but now I'm going to be doing this for all the parties that I go. And I just feel like it's efficient. One, I'm supporting a small business. Win.
Yeah.
Two, I'm not spending my time. I would have no idea what cheeses are good or what meats are good. So I go to the store. I probably wouldn't buy enough or I buy too much or I wouldn't get the right variety. And it's like, that's just efficient. That's a smart business move is what that is. Yes. That's not cheating.
No.
You know?
No, it's definitely not cheating. Anyway, and everyone got to enjoy it.
Yeah. And check it out. There's got to be some in your city. So, okay. So that's the best thing I ate. Best thing I read, it was actually, if I had... Someone must have recommended it to me because if I had just seen the cover, there's no way in hell. See that cover right there?
Oh, that
with the guy
with the
shirt around his neck.
Yeah, that looks Cheese City.
It looks massively dumb, like
from the 80s.
Like terrible. Yeah, it's awful. However, the book itself, it's called "Say You Swear," and it is by Megan Brandy, and I loved it. I gobbled it up. So don't judge the book by its cover. It's on Kindle Unlimited. So if you've got that, you can read it for free. It's just a really cute story about this like girl. There's like this circle of five friends and they've grown up together. Their parents are best friends. They've done everything their whole lives together. And she has a crush. One of the girls has a crush on one of the guys in the friend group. But then it's not like fully reciprocated. It doesn't appear. And then she meets this other guy who literally puts every other romance person, any other book boyfriend or movie boyfriend, or he puts them all to shame.
Whoa.
Like he is just a solid grip.
Consumed.
I've read a lot.
You could be
this guy
an
is
official
special.
Reviewer for like that genre, the pace, the clip that you've been at over the last, couple
I've
years
been going
now?
Pretty quick. Yeah.
Or seems like, so that's for you to say, that's big.
He's amazing. Like, I want to know, I don't think I'd be attracted to him in real life because I don't like the pretty boy kind of thing. And I think he would be a pretty boy. But I want to be friends with him. I want him in my life. Sure. I'd like to have, I'd like him to be dating one of my friends because he's like a great freaking dude.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, and then they're kind of like this love triangle thing. It's a whole thing. And then there's like heartbreak in there and an accident happens and I cried at it and it was a whole experience.
Yeah.
So, Say You Swear. It's on Kindle Unlimited. It's a great one. The best thing that I watched is, we got to figure out how to get Leah, our cocktail box
extraordinaire.
Genius.
Yeah.
Extraordinaire. We got to figure out how to work with her again in some capacity. So she sends me a text a couple days because she came, but she couldn't come right away. So she didn't get until here until Wednesday morning. And she sends me a text with this like metal carousel thing that's like looks like what you would put cupcakes in, and she's like, hey, I was thinking maybe I could make like rainbow jello layer with glitter and unicorn sparkles, and then I in put that in some of the cups with like special whipped cream, and then in the other like carousel pieces I would put their names in them, and then they would draw it, and then I would have a goodie bag for them. I don't know about kids. Do you think they'd like that or not? Oh, it would be like this unicorn magical land that I would create. Or is that boring? And I was like, Leah, no, that sounds like a dream. So she does it. She creates it.
The way and she when we sees walk, things.
Yes. Yes.
Is unreal. Her vision. Like some people, you know, they look, if they're talented at decorating a room, they come in, they can see the potential, they get excited. They see things other people can't see. Leah is that 100%. Way. With she sees, I would have never seen that. Imagine it.
She creates experiences.
Yes.
She's amazing.
Yes.
So she puts it together, and there was 8 little slots on the carousel. So she did the rainbow jello thing with the whipped cream with glitter and then these like purple pearl sprinkles on them.
Wow.
So there was 4 of those, and then there's 4 kids that were old enough to enjoy it. And so she put little plastic ramekin cups stuffed with tissue paper and their names on it. So they would find their name on the carousel, pull that out, open up the tissue paper, and she had colored confetti. I mean, she went above and beyond. She had colored confetti in, and whatever color your confetti was the bag that was yours. So there was like, you know, blue, silver, pink, and purple bags. So then the kids get to go over, and she just went to the dollar store, she said. But they had the absolute best time. She got all these like light up things, these magic wands and stickers and these like spray paint, like cornstarch, little whatever. You just put water in, they can spray and it turns the ground color, whatever. Like all these little things. And they just thought it was the coolest freaking thing. And you know, being a parent, that when someone makes something like an experience for your child, it's like my day went, it got exponentially better. Even though that didn't happen to me, it happened to my children. Yes. But they loved it. So you know
there
what I mean,
is it's nothing like, better than experiencing yeah. joy through your children's
right
like life.
Oh my god, they loved it so much. And it just made me think, like, I don't think you necessarily, the Jell-O piece might be hard because she had it all layered
yeah.
like a rainbow, right? Because Leah is also very talented. I don't think you need like the glittery whipped cream. Like that's a, she went above and beyond. But I was just thinking, man, that's such a cool experience that if you're going into a party or something, there's going to be kids there. Like to have those goodie bags for them.
Yeah.
And she's not even a mom. I don't know how she knows this stuff, but I was thinking, oh yeah. So she probably went, maybe spent $8 per bag or something and made this whole freaking kids' day yesterday and today. They're still playing with all that stuff. And I thought, oh, well, that is an amazing idea.
I think it's so cool your family comes to this event and people aren't even being asked. They're just like the wine tasting, the this, the that. Like people yeah. are, they care about the time together so much mm-hmm. that they're like so excited to be doing things that everyone can enjoy. It's so cool.
It is really cool.
Wow.
I feel very lucky to have been that they've invited us to like be a part of this tradition now. We talked about this on Patreon yesterday, but the families that we are here with have been doing this together for 25 years. And, you know, I think the youngest kid, they started coming to this when he was three. And now his older brother has not quite 1 year old, you know, it's like the kids are having kids now. So now it's like the parents that brought the kids are now becoming grandparents. And it's just going to be like this next wave. And we get to be included in that. And because you're an extension of me, and it's kind of a more the merrier thing anyway, but yeah. like you're included in that if you want to come.
Everyone
and
was so warm last year when we were able to go for a couple of days. And I had no idea what yeah. I was walking into, but my God, we had yeah. a great time. Everyone was just so, so warm mm-hmm. and inviting.
Yeah.
Special.
So anyway.
Special trip. Yeah.
Truly. Yeah. Okay. So that was the best thing that I watched yesterday, was that whole thing unfold. The best product. Now this is a little bit, pricey, but I wanted to get a sunshade for the beach, but I wanted it to be mobile and like easy to assemble. Right. And so I remember I had seen this influencer share, it's called a Shibumi. Shibumi. And it basically is like goes down, it's less than 4 pounds when it's collapsed, and you can just sling it over your shoulder.
Oh.
I mean, it's like one of those almost like folding lawn chairs, you know, kind of like that easy, that mobile. And it has like a camping rod. So one big long camping rod, and then this beautiful sail, and you only need 4 miles an hour of wind, but it can withstand like up to 30 or something like that. And it's stunning on the beach. Nobody else has them. So it's very easy to spot if you're like in a group or looking. Right? One person can set it up. Super easy. You just dig it into the sand, create this arch. Are you Googling
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it looks so
They're so cool. pretty. And it has SPF 30 in it. So I have loved, and my goal was, I wanted to buy something that one was super mobile, but also was going to last us a long time. And so it's an investment. I think it's like
270. Does that sound right?
Okay. Yeah. 270. Yeah. I was going to say 250 to 300. Yeah. So 270. But we're going to use it every year, you know, all the time. And I love how easy it is to assemble. Like the other ones that they have, it's like the tailgating kind, the canopies,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And, that's like a multiple person job. You can't like fly with it, really. It's very big, and I have one of those too, but just for a beach situation, the Shibumi is where it's at.
Cool.
Okay, two things that I sipped real quick. These are my last two. The best things that I sipped this week. There is a winery down here. One of the people that are in this tradition, they got married at Wilson Creek Winery in Temecula, and they brought some, and she said you can get some of their wine at store, at least in Arizona you can. I should bring you a bottle, see if I can find it, because they have an almond wine, and I remember
ooh,
you said
the almond
like
champagne
at
Trader Joe's.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes. So it's this, but it's not, it doesn't feel like it has as much sugar in it, and it still is. It's 11.5% alcohol versus I think sometimes those other ones are like 7 or 8, which is fine. Like you don't need a, but if it's lower in alcohol, I usually feel like it's more juicy or like sweet,
sure.
You know, sugary.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know, I haven't like researched it, but this tasted so freaking good. It's called Wilson Creek is the winery. And so if you find that in the store, I also get nervous when I see those, like, is this going to be really sweet or is it going to be enjoyable? You don't
right.
really know. Well, I'm just telling you right now, if you see the Wilson Creek almond wine, it's very enjoyable. Get it. Take it home. It's special, delicious. They also have a limoncello one, but I guess you could only get that at their winery. We tried that this morning. And then the second thing that I drank was amazing, and it is called Painted Donkey. It's like a reddish orange box, hard seltzer, and it's just spicy ranch water. We've got a new sponsor to tell you about. I don't think we've talked about them yet. It is Osea. They are like, what I'm loving about them is they ship these products to you. And they, it's an experience, right? They have glass bottles. They look very luxurious. And then I opened them. And this is like dewy summer skin is not just for your face. You can get a full body glow, and that's what I'm after. So I opened the skincare, right? And they sent me a face wash, a scrub, and then a body oil. And I am dousing myself in the body oil. I use the face wash almost multiple nights a week as my second cleanse. And it just feels, it's like a spa experience in my own bathroom now, right? Like, so... summer is the perfect time to get outdoors and get back in touch with nature. But during this much needed time outside, our skin could use a little extra TLC with getting so dry. So that is why it's important to prep your skin to stay hydrated with hydrated and smooth with safe and clean products. Osea skincare products help nourish, smooth, and soften your skin to keep you glowing from head to toe. My favorite, I think my favorite is the face wash. But I also really love the oil. It has like a very mellow, mild scent, I feel like.
Yeah.
The algae body oil.
It's seaweed infused.
Seaweed infused.
So cool.
Rich but never greasy body oil. And its fragrance is like sunny citrus and like a little fruity, like, a, you know, notes of passion fruit. And did you use the scrub yet?
I love the scrub.
Oh my gosh, it just sweeps away those dead skin cells. Then you got like this soft, it's just, anyway. So this whole brand, it's new to us and I am such a fan.
Dude, I've tried a lot of body oils for real, especially having just been pregnant and like using body oil a lot. Hands down, this is the my most favorite body oil that I've ever used. I use it daily. Because I feel like I love that it's not greasy, but my skin looks so healthy and smooth and glowing with this stuff. It is so, so, so good. And there's this gal I follow on Instagram who I like, you know, kind of have like a Instagram crush on, like her, like just everything, right? Like she's just got it all together. And this is one of her favorite brands too.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I feel like I've seen it in like spas and stuff. I don't know. It's very, feels very fancy.
Find your new skincare and body care favorites at OseaMalibu.com and get a special discount just for our listeners. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with promo code SIP. You'll get free samples with every order, and orders over $50 get free shipping. I'm going to use our own code and stock up on this stuff. You are going to want it all. Go to OseaMalibu.com, promo code SIP. S-I-P.
This is not a part of, again, the ad's over, but I'm really becoming a big fan of companies that use glass packaging.
Ooh.
you know, I just like, I feel like as much as we can eliminate single use plastic is, you know, it's good. And this company does that. There, it all comes like in glass bottles and it just and packaging, like, which is cool.
Looks so nice on your like sink area. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I've what are your faves?
Hit some us. Faves. This is more of like an emotional fave, and maybe this should have been my rave this week, but like, I really like becoming a first-time mom was like an experience in and of itself. That is like a crazy wild thing. The second time around, I feel like there's so much to be said for experience. And like knowing what you need, and like I just was cut the last couple of like several times that I've been snuggling Ellie, it hit me how much more I can enjoy it. Like, because I am just able to be so much more present.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I think we've talked about this, but like, where you know it is all a phase. And so you don't get so bogged down with like how hard this season can be. And you can be a little more high level to be into the joy.
Like, yeah.
The joy. Yeah.
Yes. And it's just so interesting, like, how different the experiences are, you know? And the first experience was so cool in and of itself because it's the first time, you know, but it's just, I don't know. I've just, my favorite thing lately has just been like snuggling Ellie and like really appreciating it. And I get how people can be like, let's just keep popping kids out. Yeah. Even how hard this pregnancy was and labor was, like Chris is getting snipped soon. But if he wasn't, be like, and biologically, I think that's what our bodies do. It's like we would just like, you know,
keep wanting to procreate.
I think so.
Yeah.
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 But it's just, it's been really special. I have some Instagram follows that I've been really loving.
Okay. Hit me.
Do you follow Rupi? Her last name is K-A-U-R. R-U-P-I K-A-U-R.
I don't know. Is that poem?
Yeah, she does like poetry and art. And I have just been absolutely, I've been loving her for a long time. I just haven't shared her here. But there are things that like pop up in my feed from her that just, there's something so beautiful. She's really simple art, but her words are so beautiful. And there's this one that I really, I saw it just yesterday and I loved it. It said, there's a picture you can see of this tree. With leaves falling down. And the poem is, do not bother holding on to that thing that does not want you. You cannot make it stay. And it's leaves falling from a tree. I just love it. Mm-hmm. You know, just there's so many good things that she does that I just, it's beautiful. So she's great. And then the other one that was recommended
to me. Can I read one that I just saw on here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me laugh lines and wrinkles. I want proof of the jokes we shared. Engrave the lines into my face like the roots of a tree that grow deeper with each passing year. I want sunspots as souvenirs for the beaches we laid on. I want to look like I was never afraid to let the world take me by the hand and show me what it's made of. I want to leave this place knowing I did something with my body other than trying to make it look perfect.
I shared that on our stories.
Oh, you did?
I shared that on our stories because when I read that, I thought of you.
I love that. Yeah. Okay.
She's amazing.
Like, this is amazing.
Okay, the other one that I also feel like that you would really like is the.holistic.psychologist. And this Dr. Nicole LaPera, she is a psychologist.
Oh, I already follow her. Oh, yeah. Okay, I've seen this. I've seen her stuff comes into my feed a lot. Yeah.
I love her stuff. And there was, I just love this kind of stuff. But like, there was a really good one on how to stop people pleasing, which is very much something that I do. And then there was this other one I was going to share, but
I feel like when I've seen her stuff, it's also, she does great role, like her reels are very great role playing. So sometimes when people give like these broad sweeping, okay, here's, you know, a lesson or whatever, you don't necessarily know how, okay, how does that apply to myself or how is trauma showing up for me? But then when she would do these role playing things, I feel like you can see like, oh, I've done that before. I didn't know I was doing that. Or my partner's done that. I didn't know they were doing it because of a trauma reason, you know, like, you just are able to understand it better, I feel like, with the way that she sort of teaches.
Yes. And this kind of rolls into my next fave, but one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is recognizing my own patterns and like how do I just create awareness for myself and how I'm modeling for Ben.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the lens that I've been consuming her content with, is like, not like what's the thing where you think you have every disease and you like
hypochondria.
Not like that, where it's like, I think it's easy to see this stuff and be like, oh, am I this? Am I that? Yeah. Am I like, you kind of kind of, I think there's, we're all very complicated. So there's lots of parts of us that probably identify with a lot of the things she comes out with. Mm-hmm. So everything's kind of with a grain of salt, but like, it's just, I think, really cool to learn about this kind of stuff and just where things really resonate to like, okay, interesting, you know, and try and recognize that in myself. But I'm very sensitive to like other people's, how other people show up in the world. Like, and I can definitely take a lot of things pretty personal. And so this is the one I was going to share. People's behavior is how they feel about themselves. The way people behave has nothing to do with their ability. The way people behave has to do with, not has nothing to do with, has everything to do with, their ability to regulate their own emotions, the communication style they were modeled, the core beliefs they have about themselves, their own self-image, the way they perceive the world around them based on their past. As a culture, we tend to take people's behavior personal. This is the ego at work, believing everything someone does is a reflection of who we are. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's a reflection of who they are. Or more accurately, who they have learned to be. Human beings are walking projectors, projecting their own internal world externally. This is why becoming conscious is so important. It allows us to take responsibility for our own wounding so we aren't moving through life hurling our pain at anyone within our path. And you've talked a lot about these things and these themes, and this is like, that's why I was like, oh, it's no wonder you already follow her. But I've just been loving it.
And that kind of stuff is what I keep in mind when it comes to like haters or negative reviews or whatever, is like, it really isn't about me or about us or about our show or about anything, you know, like it really isn't ever. It's always about like what she just said, the way that whatever's going on in that person's internal world and how they're receiving everything around them and then what they're putting out based on their internal world.
Yeah.
So I try to keep that in mind, that like when you want to take stuff personally, it just doesn't have anything to do with you.
Yeah. And like good lessons for Ben too. Like he'll, you know, he's starting to say stuff at school like so-and-so didn't want to play with me or whatever. And it's just, it's good tools to be able to have conversations with him too, of like, oh, well, maybe they were having a hard day, or like offering some things of like to think about, you know, or like to help with that conversation, I think is really, it's been helpful. Okay. Also, have you read this book or heard about this book?
I've heard about it. Yes. Okay. I've not read it.
So I am reading right now The Whole Brain Child by Daniel Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L, and Tina Bryson. And there's a lot of like, I've heard a lot of things, like people like, even my pediatrician was like, don't read parenting books. They're all written by people who've had like one kid. Like all kids are different. Yeah. You know, and I actually like, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go with my gut and all these things. I actually love this kind of stuff. And I'm like, and the reason I love this kind of stuff is it's not like I read one thing and I'm like, this is the way. But I love reading all these different strategies or thoughts around it so that I can have more tools, because who knows what's going to land with Ben? Who knows what's going to stick with me or him? And what I like about this book is it's super science based. Again, right up your alley around the brain, and like actually taking an approach from how our brains work and how young people develop. And then it's kind of reminds me of Cesar Millan, you know, when they're trying to fix like behavioral issues with the dogs. And he's like, actually, it's you, owners. It's like more therapy for the owners. It feels like a lot of therapy for like the parent too, of like, how do we show up in a way that's modeling for our kids? And then so that in conjunction with the Instagram I just shared has been like cool. Okay, so that's enough of that. Product. And I, hold on, 45 minutes dead air. I'm adding these to our Amazon faves. If you go to sipsquadpod.com/shop, you can access our Amazon favorites with all of these things listed. So I'm going to add these books and everything from today's show, as well as Chris and I, we bit the bullet on Amazon Prime Day and we bought a legit espresso machine. You have one?
No, but you mentioned this somewhere.
Yeah, I mentioned it Patreon on Patreon that we were. I was going to share the exact model that we bought. So their espresso machines, that's a world, man. You could spend a lot of money. A lot of dough on an espresso machine. And I went on to Wirecutter because that's where I go to determine like what are the best things of the best. And they were basically like, we don't recommend you get one if you're not going to go all the way. Like if you're not going to become someone who is really into it, like don't bother. They also said that about the air fryer. They're like, don't get the air fryer because it's basically a toaster oven is what they said. So they, I don't feel like they always get it right because I took your lead on the air fryer and we love it. So
yeah, it's a game changer.
So everything with a grain of salt. So I read that to Chris. I was like, okay, well, let's not go all the way on one then because we probably don't need every gadget, everything, all the things. But we wanted something more than just a coffee maker. Even the Keurig one that makes the shots, because I don't really like the shots from a K-cup are not.
It's not the same.
It's not an espresso.
Hell no. No.
But we've been spending too much money at Starbucks. Way too much. Like
it's
we have
freaking
paid
unreal for- what they, what the, it's criminal.
Yes.
For freaking coffee and milk. $7. Yes. $7 latte. Get out of here.
It's wild.
It's so like, get out of here, but also, okay, take my money, right?
Take,
like,
yeah.
I'm still paying. So yeah, good thing.
But our thought process was we've already paid for this 10 times over. And if we actually commit to using this, we'll come out ahead here. So there were some espresso machines that were like $1,500, $2,000.
Big
like
time.
It's crazy. And then there were some that were like automatic that seem more Keurig-y that were like $100. So on Prime Day, we bought one that's normally like $700. We got it for $400. Ooh. And it was like kind of a beginner hybrid where it has some things. Obsessed. It is not as hard as it looks. We've been, we have not gone to Starbucks. We went to Starbucks once. We did drive through on the way to a day trip and we just got egg bites for Ben because we made our espressos at home before we left. Like that is how much we are using this. We got fresh, like we, it grinds the beans right before we make it. So it is like we hold the thing in, it grinds the exact amount we need. We press it down. Then it, we brew our espresso shots and we froth our milk and it is so good. So we, I'll add this to our Amazon faves. It's not on a deal anymore, but this could be like a good thing to keep a watch on for Black Friday or if you just are living large and don't have budgets, that could be fine too. The name of this espresso machine or the model, DeLonghi, and this is like a lot of numbers. This is going to be on our Amazon faves, ECN155MB, La Specialista Art Espresso Machine. And this thing, I'm telling you, it makes a
D-E-L-A-N DeLonghi.
D-E-L-O-N-G-H-I. And I don't know if all these numbers matter, but it's the La Specialista ARTE espresso machine. And it's $686 on Amazon. But we got it for like four something on Prime Day. So this could be like a good like Black Friday situation potentially.
Yeah.
Or like these are the kinds of big ticket items you can probably watch like for a discount.
And it looks like it's not huge. Like it doesn't take up a big footprint.
No, and it's actually really like, beautiful. We put it, it's very stunning. We put it like under our new bar built in, and that's where it's going to live because it feels like a piece. Yeah. It's not going to take up like kitchen counter space. It's it feels like pretty. It's a piece.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Very last thing, and I don't know if this is on Instagram, but for those of you who are on Twitter, I have been obsessed with the Twitter account, how things are manufactured. Have you ever seen shit like this?
No.
It is so good. It is so hypnotizing to watch. I'm going to show you something, Ashley. This is how things are manufactured, print. I just like, it's so relaxing to watch this stuff. So this is, wait, I want you to look at my phone. This is, they're using fabric and they're going to print on fabric like a pattern. Okay.
Okay.
Can you see my phone? Watch. This is like a manufacturing, like they're just, that's how it's made. Did you ever know that? Like, you know, and so now I'm looking at things in my life and I'm like, I wonder how that's made. And it just shows these manufacturing videos and I can't stop watching.
People talking
these.
About the light
Look,
bulb.
They're like, making a suitcase here. And I just watch.
Oh these. My God.
I just watch them mass produce these things. Isn't that fascinating?
Okay, yeah. And so then, that's what I was trying to find on Instagram. Man, you.
How things are manufactured.
Oh my God, that is mesmerizing.
It's mesmerizing.
Oh, shit, there's nothing. I'm going to see if there's how. I'm going to see if I can Google it because I could get lost on that.
This is what I watched for a while yesterday. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
How soft drinks and beer are canned. Have you ever seen this?
No.
Wait for it. It's super addicting. Boom, boom. They're putting on the caps. Spins it around. Tightens it all up. Just mass. It's just like, it's so great.
So great. I want that on Instagram.
I know. And I just scroll the feed. And I have like a different respect for just like things in general, but also machinery and like design of machinery and how they efficiently like produce these things.
Yeah. It's you would have so no idea. Cool. The first thing she showed me was like, imagine like a floral tablecloth. And it initially started out white and black. And then these wheels are just rolling over it and imprinting color into the fabric.
Yeah.
And like, how is it doing that so perfect? It just seems crazy. Yeah.
Yes. It's so cool.
Fast Worker 6. I'm trying to see if I can. So I Googled it. I'm trying to see if I can find it on Instagram. Because it says, I Googled how things are manufactured Twitter. And it says at Fast Worker 6. So I'm wondering if that is maybe what it would be called on Instagram. You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn, I don't see it.
Yeah, how toothbrushes are
made. If
anyone
knows how to like find this on Instagram, because I'm not on Twitter, but I want to watch. That is fascinating.
Yeah, I've been loving it. Also, something that I love and I can't get enough of. You guys know I'm a huge fan. HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. They have a lot of talking points here. I'm going to hit on them here in a second. But we had a HelloFresh meal last night that was so delicious. And it was awesome because it was kind of one of those crazy nights where, you know, we just every night kind of crazy. But we've got Ben home from daycare. We've got Ellie who's like, you know, both full-time jobs, all these things. And it's like the last thing Chris and I can scale is like, what's for dinner?
Right.
We cannot ask that question like in the moment because we don't have the luxury of time. It has to be easy. We have to know what we're doing. So I'm doing bath time like with Ben and like getting that, you know, PJs, getting all the kids dialed. And Chris is down here and I come downstairs and he's got HelloFresh dinner done. And it's this delicious like crusted chicken that was so good. It was like panko cheese, herby situation with like butter roasted carrots and some potato wedges. Yum. It was so and then spicy like creamy aioli on top of it all, and it was so good and it was so easy. And I love like normally hitting the easy button is like takeout or something, which we do, but having HelloFresh's quick and easy recipes, 20 minute meals, low prep, low cleanup options, this is an easy route to put food on the table that feels like it's something home cooked. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Like it's something that we're putting on the table that feels substantive in like a very fulfilling way. So skip the grocery store and spend up more time soaking up the last of the summer sun and time with your family. Time. HelloFresh Market is a one-stop shop for all your mealtime needs with a curated selection of quick breakfasts, lunches, snacks, desserts, and more. It's awesome, you guys. Especially for our weeknights, HelloFresh makes it so much easier. Everything's foolproof, step-by-step recipes, and everything's ready in like 30 minutes or less.
Go to HelloFresh.com/sip16 and use code SIP16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. So that's HelloFresh.com/SIP16. And then when you use the code SIP16, you're going to get 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts.
I just literally spilled my beer again.
Oh my God. You are. Well, let's land this damn bird. Is that okay? Luckily, the keyboard's not there.
Normally, I have my beer on the left hand side.
And you are so that
I,
because
I bell with the right and I have a mouse clicker with the right. And I always have my beer to the left. And today I moved my beer to the right for whatever reason.
And it's hosing you up.
And I keep tripping over myself and I'm causing all kinds of destruction. All right, let's rant and rave.
My rant. I talked about this on Patreon a little bit, but so we road tripped to San Diego, but I noticed this also happens in more than just road tripping. But when you pack things, right? So like, yes. And I don't know, there's probably a way to be organized about it, but like you pack things and I felt like we were very prepared. We were very ahead of the game packing for this trip. But even still at the end of it, it's like the things that you use every day, I'm going to pack those last, right? They'll go into the suitcase, right? Or the bin or whatever, right before we leave. And then we get here and the amount of time I have spent looking for things because I don't know where they are. I still never found my matcha. I was like, I swear to freaking goodness. I brought matcha. I don't know where it is. I can't find it anywhere. I have searched for, like, I just spent forever searching for my brewmate. I don't know where my brewmate, all of a sudden, I don't know where my brewmate is. I couldn't find Revy's inhaler for a couple of days. I forgot a hairbrush. So, like, it's not like I wasn't looking for that, but it's just when you're not in your normal space and you things don't have homes, right? Because you come and you're like, okay, well, we just got to make it work for a week or a couple days or however long you're going to be somewhere. It doesn't, like, then the medicine. Oh, Max taking antibiotics right now. He's got an ear infection, but I can't find his syringe half the time because at home, syringes go here. Medicine goes here. Here, it's like, we don't know where the hell. Things don't have homes. So I'm just wasting my time looking for things. And it's so frustrating. I hate the amount of time wasted searching.
Dude, that's why we came home. That's one of the reasons we came home from the cabin early. I talked about that trip either here or over on Patreon.
Yeah.
Because I just was like, I cannot be fumbling around trying to find where did I put the breast milk bags.
Right.
Like that's not, you can't live like that.
No. You know?
It's so frustrating. Yeah. Especially with kids. When you're on your own, that's totally fine, I feel like, for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, it's to a degree, like, whatever. You've got all the time in the world to go to the store to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
When you've got, when it's totally different, family, when you're on a family trip. Totally different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The other rant, let me just say it now because it won't be relevant a week from now, is sand.
Ooh. Yeah.
We're right on the beach, which is amazing. And I love it so much. But even when you rinse your feet off, when you're coming back from there's an outdoor shower, or rinse your whole body off, still sand is everywhere. So you get in and then like sand is all in my bed. I feel like every night I go to bed, I'm getting just a full on body exfoliating because there's just sand everywhere, you know? And then Mac, the kids are like in the water and on the beach. And Max still wears diapers and stuff, and he's got wipes and stuff. And I'm like in there, and I just feel like there's sand in his private area, and like using a wipe to like change his diaper or whatever. But I feel like I'm exfoliating his penis, his balls, basically. I just feel and his butt, and I feel. And he's like, ow! And I'm like, I know. So just sand in general. Dude. It's pretty, but like, go stay. I wish you weren't so clean.
Even just sand on the floor, like no matter how hard that's you try. It's just it's just going to be everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Those are my rants.
This is a rant that is no longer a rant for me, but it was a couple weeks ago before we got our espresso machine. I am not a fan of like overly creamy drinks, like cream, especially if I'm doing like an iced Americano or like iced whatever. And Chris's drink is iced Americano. And he does not like a lot of cream. He wants just like a dash of cream. I'm the same team. I like to taste the coffee, right? I like have balance. Balance. So lately, like before when we were still going to Starbucks, I'd be like, you can set on the mobile ordering. I want a dash of cream.
Oh, if you even create, less than a splash.
Yeah, even less than a splash. Or maybe it's not a dash, but it's like a splash. It's a splash. Okay. It's a setting.
Okay.
If you were to do a splash, you'd be like, right? And it would still look like brown, the color of coffee.
Should be.
Right? The splashes of cream at our Starbucks, it's a whole thing.
Heavy
pour. And the coffees have been white. And then the thing that is the biggest rant is about myself. Because I go in there and I know, I look at it and I say, I'm not going to enjoy this. Or Chris is not going to enjoy this. And I don't say a thing about it. Okay, there's one time where I said something. There's one time where I said something. And I'm thinking like, hey, could you just like, I don't want to waste this whole thing. Could you just like pour a little bit out and just put some more coffee in it or something? Could we balance this out? You know, because I kind of feel bad too. They're like, no, we'll just we'll remake it. But I'm like, can we just do a dash? Could we just do a splash? This is crazy.
Yeah, that's true. A splash is a splash.
A splash.
It's not a pour. It's not even really a set. It's not even a 1/1000. It's a
burp. No. It's a just and it's the color of what we're trying to get to. You know?
Yeah. Don't give me
I hate having to say something. Yeah. It's like I don't want to do it. I know you don't dread it at all. You don't dread it at all.
You need me.
I don't like it. I need you all the time.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
I hear you. My rave.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have another one?
No, but we were going through when we were going to get Ben's egg bites. They did something. They were like extra nice to us. And Chris was like, oh, I wonder if we're coming up like flashing red, like we haven't been here in more than a week, like customer at risk. Not that they care about
Oh, we don't want to lose them.
But go if above we were beyond. Somewhere in the system of, hey, they're almost gone forever, you know?
Hook them back in.
What's your rave?
My rave is literally just this trip. There is something about San Diego and also staying right on the beach like this that is amazing. It's great people watching. The sun sets. I also just think it's beautiful. I'm not a sunrise. I am a sunrise. Yeah. I would love a sunrise, right? But I'm not a morning person. So I feel like that would be beautiful on the East Coast. Sunrises would probably be beautiful over there. But when you're on the West Coast, the sunsets are just another level. And when you are, it's just you in the freaking ocean. It's my favorite time of day here. Mm. Every day. It is like a zen thing. It's so chill. You wake up, nothing to do, nowhere to be. And it's just, there is just a different vibe here. Like San Diego in and of itself is amazing. But then I think this trip with these families, they've been doing it for so long that they know the places to go. They've got sort of some routines. There's a family that does like a breakfast every morning or every year. So today was waffle and mimosa day. They, you know, they hosted and it's just like, I don't know. And the group that comes is so great. And it feels like I'm fully recharged this week, which doesn't always feel like that on vacation. Like you asked me yesterday on Patreon, are you guys having so much fun? And I was like, not because we weren't having fun, but because we have toddlers. But it is, I do feel like when we go on vacation, sometimes it's like, it's not really vacation. It's just your life somewhere else, which can kind of be a little more stressful, you know, because you don't have all your space and your comforts and all that. But I'm feeling recharged. I will need sleep. I'm not sleeping great, of course, but like, oh, I just love this. This is probably going to become one of my favorite weeks of the year is my guess. Every, you know, like every year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just here. This is it. Yeah.
Mm. I love it. My rave goes out to everyone who bought, we did our Summer Nights and Women's Rights shirt. And we did a re-release where profit went to Planned Parenthood. And I wanted to close the loop on that and thank everyone who purchased that shirt. We were able to make a over $2,000 donation to Planned Parenthood, which was awesome. So thank you all.
Thank you.
And yeah. And I hope you all love your shirts as well. All right, you guys. We love you.
You can
sip with us.
Always.
Always. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Tuesday. Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up.
Same.
join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.